Vaibhava Ramadas, and I am a program manager on the Azure Desk team. Today, we're going to cover how you can optimize your workload availability when using Azure Disk Storage. So let's get started. First up, Azure Disks offers the persistent performant block storage that back your Azure virtual machines and container-based applications. There are four unique capabilities to call out when it comes to Azure Disk Storage. Number one, we offer a 0% AFR guarantee, which means that we never lose customer data. How we ensure this is by making three consistent copies of every piece of information that you write to our platform. Number two, we offer an industry-leading single instance SLA guarantee for any disks that are backed by SSD. This applies to standard SSD, premium SSD, as well as UltraDisk. And last but not least, we also ensure that we offer very, very simplified migration for you to be able to use our native REST APIs to write directly to the Azure Storage backend. We tie this in with our Azure ecosystem as well, so our ecosystem partners can leverage this functionality to provide you the best-in-class migration experience. We also offer key innovative capabilities on the platform, including our Azure Shared Disks capability, which runs on both Windows and Linux-based applications. Azure Shared Disks allows you to simplify the architecture for both your clustered and distributed applications but when ensuring lower costs. Now that we've learned about some key unique functionality of Azure Disk Storage, let's learn about how to optimize availability. We will do this in three parts. First up, we will learn about the different types of Azure Disk Storage and what you would use for different workloads. Second, we will look at availability options and what are some of the latest announcements with availability. And last but not least, we will look at how you can configure data protection while also covering latest announcements for you to protect your business critical applications. Azure Disks provides you four different types of disks which you can use to optimize based on your workload. First up, we offer standard HDD, which is backed by magnetic drives, and it's great for dev test applications. Next, we offer standard SSD, which offers a consistent performance and is the lowest cost SSD offering in the public cloud. Third, we offer premium SSD, which is our default offering for high IOPS workloads like databases. And last but not least, we offer UltraDisk, which offers sub-millisecond latencies all the way up to 160,000 IOPS. And this is perfect for tier one workloads like SAP HANA. Now, the key thing to notice here is that every single one of these disk types offers a single instance SLA. Now, with premium SSD and UltraDisk, you will get the maximum or highest single instance SLA of 99.9. And this is the highest in the public cloud. Now that we've seen the different types of disks, let's look at some availability options and learn about some of the latest announcements. When architecting for high availability, you have a number of different approaches you can take. First up, if you have a legacy application which doesn't do any application level replication, you can look at a single instance deployment. If you take this approach, we ensure that we offer a single instance SLA guarantee for all of our disk types so that you can always ensure that you have a reliable environment. Next up, if you are able to take advantage of multiple fault domains, you could do this with availability sets or with VMSS that can be configured in a single zone. Here, you will not only get cross FD spread for your virtual machines, but we will also ensure that your disks are aligned with the different fault domains as well. Third, you could use availability zones that ensures that your VMs are distributed across different zones within a region. Here again, we ensure that your disks are distributed within those zones to ensure that you have the best availability experience. This can be configured with a VMSS, which is a multi-zonal configuration. Last but not least, you can also offer cross-regional replication with our Azure Site Recovery offering, which ensures that even if an entire region goes down, that your application will have uptime. This enables seamless replication between one region to another, which is a regional pair. Now that you've learned about the different availability options, let's look at VMSS Flex, which was announced at Ignite 2021 in spring. With VMSS Flex, not only do you get the power of VMSS, but you also get to use better resource level granular control. This can be used for resources like VMs, but also disks. With disks, you can use any type of disks, including Ultra Disks with VMSS Flex. And this allows you to have Azure Resource Manager level granular control for RBAC and tagging. VMSS Flex is available for VMs to be spread across zones or within a zone. Next up, we have announced zonally redundant disks with Premium SSD and Standard SSD. Azure Disks previously were only available in LRS, a locally redundant storage option. With LRS, we ensure that we make synchronous writes across the storage within the same data center, which gives you high durability. But this does not give you protection from a zonal failure. With ZRS, you can now rely on the platform to replicate your data across the different zones and ensure that your application will be up even in case of a complete zonal failure. ZRS disks is available on Premium SSD and Standard SSDs. And some great use cases for this will be cluster databases or legacy workloads that don't offer application level replication. ZRS disks are currently in preview and will be GA in the coming months. Now let's talk about Azure Shared Disks. Azure Shared Disks allows you to deploy a simplified high availability solution for your clustered or distributed workloads. Azure Shared Disks can be deployed both on Windows as well as Linux-based environments. On Windows, this is key for enabling applications like SQL Server FCI or SAP application servers. And on Linux, this can be deployed on Red Hat, Ubuntu, as well as SUSE environments. With Azure Shared Disks, these are enabled on Premium SSD as well as Ultra Disk and have full support for SCSI 3 persistent reservations. You can use Azure Shared Disks with availability set as well as VMSS, and you will also be able to use Azure Shared Disks with the zonally redundant storage coming soon. Now that we understood the basics of Azure Shared Disks, let's look at some key workloads. Now on the active passive side, you can enable failover clusters like SQL Server FCI as well as SAP application servers. These can be configured on Windows Server environments from 2008 onwards. When you look at Linux, configuring HA on Linux requires a cluster manager to be deployed. So this could include Pacemaker or Chorusync, which can be configured on top of shared disks, both either to use SCSI persistent reservation-based fencing or SBD-based fencing. And last but not least, shared disks can be used as read-write many volumes for container-based applications. However, remember to use it as a raw block volume. Now that we've learned about the different availability options as well as our latest announcements, let's learn more about data protection. The Azure Disk Platform offers some key functionality that allows you to configure cost-effective data protection on the platform with extremely low RPO and extremely low RTO. First up, we offer REST API access directly to the storage backend, which allows you to enable low cost replication to the platform. Number two, we enable direct upload that allows you to upload a VHD from anywhere, whether it's on-premises or another cloud environment, directly into Azure Disks. And third, we support incremental snapshots for disks that are deployed in Azure, which allow you to one, take fast snapshots, take snapshots often, as well as be able to capture delta information from these snapshots for say putting away for long-term storage or moving to another region. Now let's talk about per disk backup. Per disk backup offer a simple and cost-effective backup solution to protect your data that's sitting on Azure Disks. This offers an automated lifecycle management for any snapshots of these disks. This will enable a crash-consistent backup solution for your workloads, which ensures that there's no agents or other in-guest applications that need to run within a VM. This allows you to take faster and more frequent backups for your application. Next up, let's talk about the Azure Disk CSI driver, which is now GA with Kubernetes version 1.20. The Azure Disk CSI driver enables you to use Azure Disk Storage with stateful Kubernetes applications. With the GA of the CSI driver, you can now leverage the volume management capability via Kubernetes native APIs. This means that you can take volume snapshots as well as create new persistent volumes from these volume snapshots, all via the Kubernetes native APIs. This is also integrated with our ISV solutions with Portworx and Kasten. Alongside the number of key capabilities that we looked at, Azure Disk offers a comprehensive partner ecosystem. With Azure Disk, you have integrated solutions for migrations, backup and disaster recovery, Kubernetes storage, as well as SAN environments. Here are a number of partners that we have integrated solutions with so that you can have a seamless end-to-end experience on Azure. Here are some key resources for you to learn more about Azure Disk Storage. You can also check out our partner solutions on the Storage Partners page. Thank you for joining us.